And one of the deep beliefs emerging from Herodotus' history of the Persian Wars is that free men fighting for their own freedom by their own will and on their own behalf are man for man. And it is a gendered thing worth 20 barbarians being driven into battle by whips. And that's a point that Herodotus makes explicitly, and that indeed is a point, whether that's the interpretation that we want to give of it or not, which his history of the Persian Wars makes clear. If, as Americans or as Western Europeans or Eastern Europeans or residents of any free country, we pride ourselves on that freedom and think of that as being a distinctive contributor to who we are. In that sense, we are the legatees of Herodotus, who is the first person I know of, and I suspect the first person anyone knows of, to celebrate personal freedom as a value worth fighting and dying for, and something which enhances rather than something which, as you would expect at first glance, weakens a polity. You would think that freedom, everybody being free to do what they want, would make a country weaker. Herodotus is the first to argue that, quite to the contrary, it makes a country stronger because everyone is invested in the welfare of that country. They are unalienated from it, an integral part of it, in their own person, each citizen. And the freedom that Herodotus talks about and celebrates as typically Greek is not merely political freedom, though primarily political freedom. He also celebrates, though less fully consciously, because he's in the process himself of working out a major instance of it in writing his history. He celebrates intellectual freedom, the possibility of addressing questions in new ways, and implicitly the value of addressing questions new ways. That sense of intellectual freedom and vitality, as well as political freedom and vitality, is going to be one of the keynotes of Greek culture throughout, and is certainly something that we still celebrate and still profoundly value today. And indeed, it can be argued, and certainly has been argued, that political freedom and intellectual freedom almost invariably go together, or certainly that it's difficult to have intellectual freedom, freedom of inquiry, and a vital intellectual life in that sense without political freedom, or the sense of political freedom. So Herodotus and so Greekness, in the process of talking about the Persian Wars, the great astonishing story that catches his attention and which suggests to him that against almost miraculously long odds, a free society can assert itself. These stories have in and of themselves a kind of almost parable-like ability to inspire and charm and to invigorate one's sense of commitment. And Herodotus tells them in that spirit, starting with the first battle after Athens and its counterpart in many ways, Sparta, and almost they alone have refused to submit to the great king's demand of submission. He asked for earth and water as a token of submission, and so the story goes, they threw the messenger down a well and said, take as much as you want. This was perceived by the Persians, and correctly, as a hostile gesture on their part. He came, and came in force to teach these pesky folks a lesson in 490.